Welcome back to another episode of The Layback with Luke Beatus and my trusty sidekick, J-double-H.
Howdy, folks.
Yeah.
I'm from the country now because I'm going to Boots in the Park this weekend.
Boots in the Park.
I'm going to wear my boots.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Where's the...
I think it's in Tempe.
Oh, it's in Tempe?
Yeah.
Boots is on Saturday?
Friday and Saturday.
Oh.
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's a big deal.
Do they have horses there?
I hope so.
They have rodeos and shit? Let's look it up.
No, it's a concert.
Oh, it's a concert.
Country concert all weekend long.
Oh, it's like a country music festival?
Yeah.
Who's there?
Blake Shelton, Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn, they're still doing their thing?
Jeff House.
Boots in the Park, Tempe. Bites. Boots in the Park.
Yeah, Tempe.
Sam Hunt, Blake Shelton, and Moore.
Ooh, Moore. I love Moore.
Moore's my favorite.
Skin?
Wow, it's huge.
Oh, wow.
That's massive.
I have no idea what it is.
Look at this ripped. Is that
Tim McGraw?
Tim McGraw is so ripped. Jesus. There's the lineup. We got Sam Hunt, Dustin Lynch, Scotty McGreery, Ingrid Andress, Leaving Austin, Lewis Lux. And that's Friday. So Sam Hunt's the headliner Friday, and then Blake Shelton is the headliner.
I like Dustin Lynch. I would like to see him, but I guess it's Blake.
Tyler Hubbard.
Brooks.
Rodney Atkins. Ashley Kraft. Lewis Lux again. Lewis Lux is the opener both nights.
He's trying to get his name out there.
Yeah.
Lewis. How he spells his name. Lewis. L-U-W-I-S-S.
Yeah, that's special.
Yeah.
I've never heard of any of these people except for Brooks and Dunn and Blake Shelton.
Well, live here long enough.
Not into country. I don't know if I'll ever be. I was into country when we were teen. Like,
I wasn't. Kids. I despised it when you guys were trying to listen to it.
Yeah.
No. We're gangsters from the city.
Yeah. Don't take the girl.
That's the song. That's remember, the you song. Had the tape.
I had the
and
single.
And I borrowed it, and I think, to record it.
Yeah. It was a sad song.
Johnny's daddy.
Taking them fishing.
Yeah.
When he was 6 years old.
It's eight years old.
8 years,
it's
whatever.
It's totally fine. 6 years. 1 year old.
When he was
64 years old.
Yeah.
That's funny.
His dad was 84.
Yeah.
Just like your dad.
He is.
Taking you fishing at 44.
No.
About to be.
Oh, yeah, I am, but he's not taking me fishing. He's in the chair.
He's in the chair. The old man chair.
Yep. He sure is.
Grumpy old man. Is he into the grumpy old man thing now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just talking to my sister about that. I mean, you can't even go over there and hang out with him. His everything is negative and nothing to watch.
Nothing to watch.
Nothing on here and there. It's too hot. It's
it's too hot. There's nothing to watch. Doctor won't let me eat anything anymore.
Gaining all this weight, even though I'm still under 200 pounds.
At least he doesn't look like Harold. Harold looks like an old lady now. I wish Harold and Harry were friends. That would have been hilarious.
They had all those years to be, but
yeah,
Harry didn't want friends.
Neither did Harold.
Yeah, he didn't have a friend to speak of his whole life.
Too busy, I guess. They were workers. They were from that, like, got to take care of my family.
Blue collar, work to death.
Work fucking 60 hours a week.
Yeah, he didn't really do that. He just wanted to come home and take a nap.
Ah. Harold had to because he had three extra kids than your dad.
Yeah. And Wanda didn't work and Karen did.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That's a big difference.
I'm the Harold.
You're the Harold.
I'm the Harold.
Yeah.
Doggone it.
Yeah. I wish I could go home and take a nap. That'd be nice.
I took a nap the other day and I woke up pissed off. Yeah. It's not that good.
No.
No. Just tough it out and go to bed early. Yeah. That's what I do.
Some people say that certain cultures that take naps live longer.
Yeah, I've seen that study.
You've read that study?
I've seen it.
Jeff has read a study, everyone.
I probably heard it, but it's fine. No, but for real, my dad took a nap every damn day of his life, and he's 84.
Yeah.
I'm going to die probably the next 10 years.
Probably. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at you, it makes sense.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're already gray.
See you on camera, Eric?
Surprised your teeth aren't falling out.
Not yet. I'm going to stop brushing them, though.
Just fuck it.
That's the plan. Give it up.
Yeah. Hygiene's a big indicator of, you know, the will to live. So.
Well, I haven't showered since this morning.
That's pretty normal.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I shower at work, too.
Shower. Hiori would do that shit. She loves showering. Always showering. She gets, like, a little sweat going, and she's like, I better take a shower. I'm like, Jesus. Calm down.
You're in Arizona. It's going to happen again.
It's going to happen tomorrow.
It's going to happen in the next time you stand up.
I sweat twice a day now. Like, I'll do my workout and then shower, and then I'll go work on the house and have to clean the pool and sweat outside, and then... Today I was scrubbing the algae, black algae still in the pool at 30th. Mm-hmm. So I had to go scrub it with a wire brush. It's a little easier to do if you're in the pool because you can like eyeball where the spots are instead of like standing above it.
Lean over, yeah.
Like, fucking hurts your lower back. It's tough on you. I mean, I got a strong back, but it's tough.
Your back's working hard all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow I'll have to go get in it and hockey puck that fucker with the chlorine pucks.
Oh, that's what you do with?
Yeah. I'll so first
like
thing
calcium or something.
First thing you do is if you have black algae, you have to stay on it. I mean, there's a whole process that I'm not doing, but you have to metal brush, steel brush the spores, open them up. And then you pour the liquid in and you put a bunch of shock in. There's like a special black algae that has copper in it that kills it. And then you put a bunch of shock in the pool and you let that sit for 24 hours while everything's running, cycling it through. And then you go back and you puck they have a little handle that you stick the puck in. It makes like a little more than half of it. And then you can scrub the black algae directly with the chlorine pucks. And then you're supposed to clean the filter right after and then wait a couple days and do the cycle again and clean the filter and then wait and then clean the filter. And like,
so you just go scrape it off and call it a day.
It doesn't scrape off. Kidding. Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
It's fine. I'm not swimming in it.
I don't clean the filter. It works to like stop. It kills it. Like it starts when it's angry, it's like bright black. When it's like, I'm alive. And then when you do that shit, it like starts to gray out and die down. And then eventually it will go away. But we haven't been able to get it to go away. I don't even fucking know how it showed up. I think it was my old pool cleaner, like the old pool cleaning company.
They were just getting the leaves out and leaving.
I think he got mad at me and he dropped a little black algae in it or something.
He's like, fuck this idiot. And his pool too.
I'm hard to work with, man. Like I expect a lot out of people sometimes, especially when I'm paying them.
He's like, I'll show him. Give me the bottle of black algae.
Especially when they fuck up. You know, it's like, I'm paying you. You fucked up. We're going to talk about it. Some people can't handle that. Right, Eric?
don't bring me into this. It brings up too many bad memories.
Can't handle it. So many bad memories.
All the way back from 10 a.m. today.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been on a, like a we were on we went on like this sales hot streak, and then we've been on like a desert island. Like
Doyle's not ruling.
No, no,
not ruling the school at all.
No, he's in his head. But so I like tried every little trick in the book to get him to produce, including one morning just having like a dad yelling match. That didn't work. It worked for Kevin, actually. Kevin like whipped into gear and like got like 100%, a bunch of collects, a couple sales, like, boom, boom, boom. So
good job, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's crushing. He's had like good three days in a row, but not Eric. 7 days.
That doesn't sound like him.
No. He's never Doyle. He's never done that.
Huh.
I think the most I've seen him do was like 2 zeros, 14 sales in a day, and then 2 zeros. Do you remember that, Eric?
I do. When you mentioned that, it's like, okay, nothing. The boss, nothing.
And that shit just drives me crazy because I don't understand that. How you could go from like the best sales day anybody's ever done in the history of sales and then bookend that with 2 zeros. Like, what? I don't understand how you could get into a good mentality and not keep it. I understand having 2 zeros and then having a good day and then having a decent day and then, you know, getting back on track. I don't even understand 2 zeros because I've never done that. I've never done 2 zeros in a row. I've had maybe one a month during my sales career, like one a month or something.
Looks like you're back on the phones.
Yeah.
In your headset.
Yeah.
While driving.
Yeah. My Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. Actually, Travis called, Murder called me. And it was like, hey, I got an idea for you. And he's developing AI sales software.
Really?
Yeah. Where I was going to talk to Eric about it. And he's tested it. He said it's worked for him a little bit with his merchant services company where he's trying to set up some appointments. And it's worked, supposedly. I don't know.
What's Murder selling?
Merchant services. So he sells like merchant accounts for credit card processing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But he's said he's working with a developer, coder, you know, to develop a software that will use AI in the phone calls to do the cold calling.
Wouldn't that be great?
I don't think it'll work.
Hi, my name's Luke.
I'm too skeptical of the ability for AI to be nuanced like a human needs to be. There's just no way an AI is going to be as good as a human. I mean, this is impossible.
Well, it's like I was just talking to my phone company through the messenger on the app.
Yeah.
It's all computers.
Yeah, and it sucks.
They keep shooting me over crap I don't want to hear, man.
Yeah.
I already told you what I need.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's not there yet. So until the AI program can act sentient, doesn't need to be sentient, but it needs to be like, it needs to be, I mean, unless you program, I mean, my script and structure and all the rebuttals and everything we have can cover every single thing. But you'd have to put like a million phone calls through the simulator, you know, to get every scenario so that the AI would be good enough to handle every little nuance like a human. So maybe they can do that. I don't know. I'm not a tech guy, so I don't really know. But
yeah, I'm just a ditch digger.
Ditch digger. I'm just jigging my own ditch.
6 feet under.
Yeah. But it's interesting. I told him, I said, once you develop it, I'll like work a deal with you to where you can, you know, obviously my stuff's proprietary, but you can we can get, we'll see if we can work a deal where we can guinea pig all my stuff, if it helps.
Yeah.
You know, if that helps. But what I'm really looking into right now is, you remember Fonny?
Mm-hmm.
So Fonny is uber, not uber rich, but he's pretty rich. Like, he's pretty well off. Like, he started, his parents came from Romania when it was communist country. So he lived there until he was 12. So he lived 12 years in a communist country. Super poor. They got to America. His parents started a adult senior care facility. And then he took it over when they retired. And he's been doing it for 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think each house probably, he's like 6 beds, I think. And it's 10 grand per month per bed.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's what he said. It's up to 10 grand per bed per month. So it was like 60 grand a month, 720K a year. Obviously, not all that is take home. You've got supplies and labor.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't work it, it's 24/7 care. So somebody's got to be working there. So it's pretty labor intensive. But he gets like a family in there that's certified. And then he pays them X amount of money. You say they get 100 grand a year, you know, and but it's 24/7 care. So husband or wife, whoever it is, has to be there at all times. Yeah. And the other person can go work. They don't pay rent. They don't pay any utilities. They have a pretty cushy living situation. And they do that for a couple of years, and then he helps them do it. And he franchises another house, basically, through them. So I'm looking into that shit. That's... Because you don't, I mean, once you get it, it's work for like a year or so. But like once it gets going, you don't have to do anything. Like, you have to make sure that you get the right candidates in. But
I'll come run a house and be like, hey, I'll get that diaper later, pal. What'd I just say?
Go to bed. No more cookies.
Have another pill.
Another pill.
Pills are good.
Pills are good. You'd be like Ben Stiller and Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Well, now your back's going to hurt.
Well, now your back's going to hurt because you just picked up garden duty.
It's actually landscaping duty, but it's fine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Could I trouble you for a warm glass of milk? You can trouble me to shut.
For a glass of shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up. That's it. Yeah, I'll take over a house for you, bud.
Yeah.
I'll cut my Fu Manchu down.
Yeah, I was thinking about you for that. But, I mean, you got to be there 24/7. That's the problem. Because you can't do that.
Yeah. I have these 4 humans that I have to take everywhere.
You have 4 beds of your own that you're taking care of.
Yeah. Kids, you're all sharing.
You're all sharing 2 bunk beds.
Figure it out.
One room.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Emma gets old enough she could take over a house, though.
Right. She no more than me. She's taking all sorts of medical classes in school now.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to be a nurse. I'm not sure about the rules in Arizona, but I guess in Oregon you just have to be like CPR certified and some other certifications. Probably have to be able to administer an EpiPen or some shit, you know. Some life-saving stuff.
Yeah. Here's your EpiPen, old man.
Yeah. Where's your heart?
It's in the leg now.
It's in the leg now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you probably had the same certifications for the jail.
Yeah, I got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Real certified over here.
Real. Certifiable. Homicidal.
Suicidal.
Maniacal.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. The fight was fun. We had a bunch of people watch it. So that was fun. I think I'm going to do it again. Steven was funny. He drank that whole bottle.
Yes, he was.
Yes. He got hammed.
He drank a whole fifth of Captain
Morgan. I think there's like that much left at the bottom, but yeah, pretty much.
It's good. It's a lot of sugar.
With those, yeah, that's what.
And Devin, the Pepsis.
That's what Devin was saying. Yeah. Man,
that's a lot of sugar. I wonder if he was had a headache.
I'm sure he wasn't feeling great, but he's still, he's in his, he's 34, I think.
He's still a kid.
Yeah. UFC schedule. If I can spell schedule.
Schedule? When's the next one?
I know, that's what I'm looking up. We got some good fight nights coming before the next one. Dawson Green, Barboza, Yusuf. 294. So this is a weird one. It's October 21st. It's like a couple days before your birth. The day of your birth. But it's like the first three fights are all these like Russian dudes who, and they're Islamic. They're Muslim. Like Muslim Russians.
Oh.
Yeah, like devout Muslim Russians. And they're just murderers.
Oh, I'm like, sure they are.
They're all in the Khabib camp. The guy who destroyed Connor. I'm going to smash your boy.
Yes, you did.
Going to smash him.
In your leg.
That was Dustin Poirier.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just whatever. I'm glad it happened. I hate Connor McGregor.
Yeah? Why don't you like him?
They'll just shut up and fight, man. You know what I mean?
He wouldn't have got the money he did if he didn't talk up the fights. I mean, that's part of the game. If you want to make money.
When he was in a...
Chael Sonnen did it.
When they were weighing in that one time and he was getting all crazy and his dick got hard.
I didn't see that.
Oh, jeez. It was weird. He's all... it's all...
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Look it up. I swear to God.
I don't think I want to look that one up, but I'll take your word for
it. Eric knows about it.
Eric saw it. I've never heard that.
Yeah. I don't know if they were talking about it, but yeah, it was very odd.
Kamzat Chimaev, the middleweight guy, co-main event. Mm-hmm. He's the one that's like, I'll fucking kill everybody. Screaming like a crazy person after he wins.
Paulo's just going to murder him out real quick.
I don't think so, man. He's
12-0, huh?
He's undefeated right now.
24-1. Old Islam.
Yeah, Makhachev. And then Ikram Askarov and Nasruddin Imavov.
Only Charles Oliveira's got any losses under his belt. Everyone else is pretty solid.
I mean, Charles is a bad motherfucker, dude. He was...
A lot of fights.
Yeah, he's got a lot of fights. 43. He had he's got one no contest too. So he was like on his way up and then just kind of started getting some losses, and then he had a kid and then like a light switched and he started not fucking everybody up.
I'd do it for my son.
Yeah, he started fucking everybody up and he took the belt and held it for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he's like number one or two contender in the division, in the lightweight division.
I miss the big boys like Shane
Carwin
and Brock Lesnar. Like, those guys could accidentally kill each other. They're so big and crazy. That's what I want to see.
I'd like to see a super heavyweight division where guys like you could go in there and fight.
Well, they basically have gotten past that. There are no heavyweights anymore.
Well, there are, but they have to cut to 265. They have to cut, right. You know, 10, 12 pounds above where I'm at. Like, they have to be 12 pounds heavier than me in order to fight in heavyweight.
305? 5'9"?
Yeah. but yeah, some of these guys will drop down to 260. Like, can you imagine Brock Lesnar cutting to 265?
He did it.
Yeah.
See how skinny his legs were?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. He's like, I'll only cut in my legs.
I'll only cut in my legs. It's funny. If we would have saw Brock Lesnar fight now, there's calf kicks now. They didn't used to be calf kicks.
He would be done.
He'd be fucked up, dude. A couple of calf kicks and he wouldn't be able to walk. I was listening to Rogan had on Kurt Angle yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good old Kurt.
Yeah.
The real deal.
The real deal. And he's like, he's another one of those real deep voice guys. Juice heads.
Huge skull.
Yeah.
Huge skull and chin.
He broke his neck like 6 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. He won the Olympic trials to make it to the Olympics with a broken neck.
He didn't know that, but I know his gimmick in WWE was he was always wearing the neck brace, you know.
That was like
probably real.
It was probably real because Brock Lesnar broke his neck twice.
Oh.
When he hit him with a chair, he said you're supposed to hit him this way, and he hit him this way and hit like 3 vertebrae, 5 vertebrae geez. Or something in his neck. And with those, you have to, I guess, the old school way is you have to wait until it heals, until they can go in and like either fuse it or just cut out whatever is pinching nerves and mm-hmm. stuff, cut around things. And I guess now Rogan was talking about like Aljamain Sterling, the guy that we saw Sugar Sean beat.
Mm-hmm.
He has a fake disc in his neck. He has a prosthetic. So that's what they're doing now. They're putting either steel or rubber discs in people's necks. I guess John Cena has a rubber one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wrestlers are going through it.
Bro. Yeah. Anytime I've listened to a podcast with a wrestler, whether it's Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair or Kurt Angle or whoever else, I can't remember who else, but they all talk about their injuries.
Yeah. And yeah. The Hulk's always in that show used to have Hogan's Knows Best or something.
Yeah.
He'd always be limping around just how many hip surgeries that dude had, you know?
Yeah.
All banged up.
Yeah. And Hogan was addicted to pills, and Kurt Angle got addicted to pills, too. He said he would take extra strength Vicodins, whatever that means, 900s or whatever.
The millions?
Yeah. And he would take those, and he would take 65 a day.
What?
65 a day. Said he tried to kill himself once when his sister died, and he took 20, and just popped 20.
And he just felt really good.
No, he felt like passed out. Yeah, he just felt really good.
That's great. It was good, actually.
He passed out and didn't wake up until 5 p.m. the next day. And he was supposed to be at the WrestleMania at 1 o'clock. And so they were calling him all the way up. And he woke up at 5. And he made it there by 5:30 and wrestled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
He said he had 12 doctors and also a hookup in Mexico and 12 pharmacies because you can't go to the same pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So he had 12 doctors and 12 pharmacies plus a Mexico connection because he was doing 65 pills a day. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how he took a shit. You know what I mean?
Just all turned to muscle. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, those pills make you constipated.
Oh, I remember. I remember, yeah. I've had them for tooth stuff.
Yeah.
Remember when I got my hemorrhoid when I was 19?
Oh, yeah.
From
your tooth?
From Vicodin and the wisdom teeth.
Remember you had the syringe for your...
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget this at that old apartment, right?
Yeah.
Me and Tanel were there by ourselves for some reason. She's
not,
like...
Not fucking.
No comment.
Crying. See if I can get you to cry today. Tanel, Jeff still loves you, by the way.
No, I don't. So she was like, come here, and went into the bathroom and found the syringe, and she was like... This is what he's supposed to shove in his butt or something for your...
Oh, that was for my tooth.
For your laxative?
No, that was for my teeth.
Or was it?
Yeah, it's to clean out your teeth. It has a little angle on it like this. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we were laughing so hard. We thought that was for your butthole.
No, no, you just take like Preparation H and just rub it on there.
Oh.
Yeah. Rub it on the affected area.
I've never had any butthole issues.
I had to go to the doctor. It hurt so bad. And remember, they cut it and scraped it out.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor fucking sliced it open and fucking scraped it all out.
How was that procedure?
I think he numbed it. I think he fucking shot my asshole with Novocaine.
Lay back with Luke Bettis.
Yeah, it was a lay forward.
Lay forward with Luke Bettis.
Lay forward. I'm just going to squeeze open your cheeks. It was.
Ooh.
I was in pain, so I didn't mind. I was like.
Just hurry up.
Just solve the problem. It's fine. I don't know. I wasn't really that worried about it. I was 19. What the fuck?
Yeah, intoxicated every second.
Yeah, super horny, super intoxicated. Probably liked it. I don't know.
You did. I remember you coming back when you were wasted. You're like, I loved it.
I loved it. I'm gay now.
I'm both.
Yeah, I don't know. It was an experience, that's for sure.
That's back when you were hanging out with Nate.
Nate. Oh, no, that was later.
I'm just kidding.
Nate, your best friend?
You set me up.
Did he hit on you? Not really.
No, not at all.
Not at all, right?
But out of nowhere, he was like, I'm gay. I'm like, you are?
People have to remember this is like 25 years ago.
In the 90s.
Yeah. And it was like early 2000s, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think so, because I was working there when 9/11 happened. I was a courier at Kinko's in Gresham when 9/11 happened. So that was 2001?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, come hang out. We're going to party with these girls.
Well, there was. And then one of them left.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was just
me. And he left me with a gay guy.
And Nate and the girl I was trying to mack on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. He was cool as hell.
He was cool as hell. He probably still is.
Not if he lives in Portland.
Yeah.
Sorry, Portland. Nobody's cool in Portland.
Well, that area that he managed, the Kinko's, the Lovejoy in Northwest 21st, yeah. He managed that Kinko's back in the day. Probably not even there anymore.
It's probably just a bunch of boards and like
spray paint. You know, I regret not going to Northwest 23rd before we left because I was always wondering what did that part look like?
Yeah, because that was like the classy, rich.
Yeah.
Place, yeah. So I wonder if they trashed that place too.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Because I mean, they did most of the stuff by the courthouse and then by the college, and you know, because a lot of those people were college kids, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Wild times. The bricks part was crazy.
Just pallets of bricks showing up in the middle of the streets.
Yeah.
Wonder who dropped those off.
Yeah.
Special delivery.
All across the United States in major cities.
Mm-hmm.
Pallets of bricks. And FBI informants, I'm sure. Saying, hey, look at these bricks. Let's throw them into those windows. Come on, guys.
You already know.
Yeah.
Totally. Hold on, let me get my mask on tight. Let's get them.
Yeah.
We hate Donald Trump. Let's go.
Yeah, they do. They sure fucking do.
Here's $100, everybody. Wasn't there ads on Craigslist? Like, come down and riot and make some money or something? I could have swore I heard something like that.
Maybe that was a conspiracy. I don't know. I don't remember that part. But I do know that the bricks was a real thing, and I've seen videos of people who talked about them and saw them in person. It was real, man. That's for sure. That's not a theory. That's a real fact. That's wild shit.
Antifa.
Antifa.
Remember that city they built in Seattle?
I don't know. Chaz. It was called Chaz.
Chaz.
Yeah.
Is that where do you live? Chaz.
Was that an acronym, Eric? The Chaz?
Did you stay there a while, Eric? So. How long were you there?
Never heard of it until now.
I mean, they had like armed security at the entrances.
Oh, it's really dumb because they're anti-fascism, but then they turned it into like a patrolled city, like
a communist little city.
Yeah. So stupid. A fascist city.
Oh, yeah. Like, so a Capitol Hill autonomous zone.
But we're going to rule it with our guns.
Or it goes also by CHOP, which is Capitol Hill Organized Protest.
Oh, CHOP. Yeah, man.
So stupid when that was going down. Like, I couldn't even watch the news anymore.
Yeah.
So dumb.
It's going to come back, 2024. All of those fucking CIA, FBI, you know, I mean, it's all going to come back because it works, and it worked. I mean, I was talking to my brother Jesse when he was in town, and, you know, I'm way more educated on this stuff than he is, and COVID and politics and, you know, the truth about Trump, right? He still believes whatever the narrative is on Trump, all the bullshit. He still believes that he was a Russian asset and all that bullshit. He still believes, you know, what was the CIA? I said, I told him, like, the CIA, he said, well, January 6th was, you know, an atrocity or whatever. I was like, no, it was a psyop. It was a fucking infiltrated psyop to make Donald Trump look bad. And he's like, well, Donald Trump's a racist. And he, you know, and I'm like, how is he a racist? What are you talking about? And I like started defending Trump, even though I'm not really defending Trump. I'm just defending the truth, basically, with these people. It's like, I'm not a Trump supporter at all, but I will defend the truth. Because the truth is what we should all be looking for, you know. And Jesse was like, well, I mean, he wanted the Proud Boys. And I go, the Proud Boys leader was black and he was an FBI informant. And he's like, oh, where did you hear that? Like, where's your sources? That kind of shit, you know, from these lefty liberal idiots that don't know anything. That just watch, you know, casual CNN once in a while or listen to. And then we start talking about Twitter and like, yeah, I like Twitter. It's great. We moved our product to Twitter. He's like, well, I mean, from what I hear, Twitter is all about hate speech now. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? I'll go, that's a
speech.
That's the like,
I know what it is.
Counter narrative. For yeah. Elon Musk's free speech and the right. Twitter files and all that coming out.
Right.
That's the psyop on on all that. So I was like, what are you talking about, dude? I go, I haven't seen any hate speech on Twitter. And he's like, well, that's what my friend said. Oh, that's what your fucking friend said?
Oh, cool. Is he from Portland, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I know his friend. I'm friends with his friend. I like the guy. But they're just brainwashed.
Yeah.
It's a cult. They're fucking in this cult and they're brainwashed and they just believe that Jesus died on a cross for your sins. You know, it's a fucking cult. Sorry. No offense.
He did. He's on my arm.
Yeah, I'm sure. You believe the cult. But see what I'm saying? This is blind faith thing that they're doing. And it's all for the... It's fine if you want to believe in Jesus and you want to be a better person and you want to, like, you know, have other truths. Even though that might be not a truth, right? You know, but if you don't have any religion and then you turn it into this religion of leftism, blue no matter who, you know, it's like, but
those are the people voting against the people that should be winning. Oh, it has to be blue.
Okay, well, what about RFK Jr.? Well, I heard he something else.
Well, then who do you want?
Yeah. What about RFK Jr.? He's blue. Well, I mean, he's an anti-vaxxer. He's an anti-vaxxer. Really, when did he say that? Well, he says that there's that vaccines cause autism. It's like, well, do they?
A lot of autism out there these days.
One in 35.
Yeah.
Used to be one in 10,000. Pre all the new vaccines from 1989. So, I don't know. He's saying maybe it's not, but shouldn't we look into it? That's all he's saying. He's not saying he's anti-vax. He took vax. All his kids are vax. Like, that's not what he's saying. He's saying we should have efficacy trials.
How do you know? Did he tell you?
Yeah.
Can't trust you. Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, I'm friends with him.
Okay.
He's come
never
on.
Never mind. Never mind.
He's a friend of the podcast. He's been on the podcast, Jeff.
Oh, okay.
17 million views for that episode.
Oh, well, that's it? How come I got 18? 18 views.
18. 18. They're coming for Russell Brand now, too.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they're trying to say that he sexually assaulted somebody. There's like these allegations. But I don't know too much about it. I just saw a video about Russell Brand saying that he got a letter from two major media groups and an email, and in it was a bunch of horrific claims, and that he should stop his show and he shouldn't be calling out the media the way he is, and that he shouldn't be doing his, he does this like festival called Community every year, where he tries to bring people together. You know, he's kind of a new age hippie,
mm-hmm, yeah,
kind of guy, where he wants to abolish, he would like if we ran our own communities and didn't have governments. That's his idea, you know.
Be a Quaker then.
Actually, let's watch this video. Actually, it's pretty good. Be a Quaker.
Yeah, they do all their own stuff.
Eric will like this. He goes on.
You might want to move the microphone then.
Okay. He goes on Bill Maher. You know who that is?
Yes.
Yeah. He went on the Bill Maher, what's it called? Real time, not real time. What's it called now? Is it real time with Bill Maher? I guess it is real time. I can't remember.
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. He went on that and he talked to this lefty guy who worked for MSNBC, and he fucking destroyed him. And it's, all the stuff he said is really, really good, really profound. And you can see why they came for him, because of this shit. And then these guys, Jimmy Dore Show, is talking about it. Let me cue up the microphone. Look at his hilarious.
Didn't he date Katy Perry for a while?
Mm-hmm. I think they were married.
Good for him.
Let me just say this much right now. Until we get more information on this, we don't know what's what. But it does all seem awfully fishy and suspicious of what's going on. Our man Russell Brand is here, and he got a little accusations over the weekend. He made an announcement on Friday after the show. Take a listen to what he has to say, and we'll unpack it from here.
Hello there, you Awakening Wonders. Now, this isn't the usual type of video we make on this channel where we critique, attack, and undermine the news in all its corruption, because in this story, I am the news. I've received two extremely disturbing letters, or a letter and an email, one from a mainstream media TV company, one from a newspaper, listing a litany of extremely egregious and aggressive attacks, as well as some pretty stupid stuff, like my community festival should be stopped, that I shouldn't be able to attack mainstream media narratives on this channel. But amidst this litany of astonishing, rather baroque attacks, are some very serious allegations that I absolutely refute. These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream, when I was in the newspapers all the time, when I was in the movies. And as I've written about extensively in my books, I was very, very promiscuous. Now, during that time of promiscuity, the relationships I had were absolutely always consensual. I was always transparent about that then, almost too transparent. And I'm being transparent about it now as well. And to see that transparency metastasized into something criminal that I absolutely deny makes me question, is there another agenda at play? Particularly when we've seen coordinated media attacks before, like with Joe Rogan, when he dared to take a medicine that the mainstream media didn't approve of, and we saw a spate of headlines from media outlets across the world using the same language. I'm aware that you guys have been saying in the comments for a while, watch out, Russell, they're coming for you, you're getting too close to the truth, Russell Brand did not kill himself. I know that a year ago there was a spate of articles, Russell Brand's a conspiracy theorist, Russell Brand's right wing. I'm aware of news media making phone calls, sending letters to people I know for ages and ages. It's been clear to me, or at least it feels to me, like there's a serious and concerted agenda to control these kind of spaces and these kind of voices. And I mean my voice along with your voice. I don't mind them using my books and my stand-up to talk about my promiscuous, consensual conduct in the past. What I seriously refute are these very, very serious criminal allegations. Also, it's worth mentioning that there are witnesses whose evidence directly contradicts the narratives that these two mainstream media outlets are trying to construct, apparently in what seems to me to be a coordinated attack. Now, I don't want to get into this any further because of the serious nature of the allegations, but I feel like I'm being attacked, and plainly they are working very closely together. We are obviously going to look into this matter because it's very, very serious. In the meantime, I want you to stay close, stay awake, but more important than any of that, if you can, please stay free.
So, Kurt, I'm going to let you dive right into it right now because...
Why don't you dive into it?
Well, I'm going to say
let me know how you feel first.
Oh, you want me to see? All right.
Well, these guys just go on to say that they think it's bullshit and why, and they bring up Julian Assange, and that sex without a condom is one of the allegations against Julian Assange, like rape without a condom or sex without... I don't even know, but it sounds very similar to what they are saying about Russell Brand. It's like the same kind of bullshit. And how the Me Too's over. Amber Heard was the face of the Me Too era being over. That you can't just believe a woman because she says something.
Yeah, I mean, you want to get a guy hemmed up real quick, like you can if you're a woman. That's crazy.
Yeah, happened to me. That shit happened to me a long time ago in the workplace. I can't talk about it because of
what did he say?
Confidentiality agreements, I guess, that she made us. She didn't want to talk about it. I'm fine talking. I'll say whatever. But she didn't want to because she knows she's full of shit.
Yeah.
You know?
What about Conor McGregor? Recently at the Miami Heat game.
What happened?
Oh, he had some girl come into the bathroom with him and his entourage. She's saying that the entourage forced her in there and he was forcing her to do stuff.
Oh. But like he needs to do that.
Yeah, that's what they're like. This is Conor McGregor. He doesn't force anybody to do anything.
Right. He'll just pay you.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Here's 10 G's.
He sold his... So he made $100 million off that Floyd Mayweather. He bought proper number 12. He built it up. Sold it for $600 million.
That's a little profit there.
He's got half a billion dollars now in his bank. Like,
it's crazy.
He's got $500 million.
All because he's a crazy little Irish man.
Yeah. He's a leprechaun. He's a lucky leprechaun.
Yeah.
He found his pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Beat both of us up, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
I'll belly flop him and you just try a bunch of moves on him.
I'll kick the shit out of his dick. I'll kick his heart on right off. Kick that boner right off his hip. Right off his pelvis.
Yeah. Really weird. Really weird. I remember watching that. Like, is that, really happening? Okay.
I gotta look it up now. God damn it. I can't just have you spreading misinformation about Conor McGregor, Jeff.
It's not. Because I won't say this person's name, but I said something to this person that has the same first name. And he was like, yeah, I don't know, man. That was weird.
I don't know how to spell erection.
ED is how you spell it.
ED. That's dysfunction.
Oh, yeah.
Addresses Way in Boner on Twitter.
That's it.
Well, let's
Way in Boner. Yeah, click on that little one of these clips. It's gonna, because he's like, it's like, oh,
this one.
Something's happening.
Let's try this one. God damn it. Daily Mail. Just show me the damn video, eh? That doesn't look like a boner. Well, I guess I can't tell. He's got big hog, dude. He's got big balls. That's not a boner.
Well, you might have to watch the clip.
That's not a boner.
Okay. It's the gray shorts one.
But yeah, it's right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess they're not going to show me the video. I said video. Oh, these fucking pop-ups.
Eric, don't you have it on your phone? Like, I hate you.
Okay, let's see if that. Like, hey. Here's the full video.
Google.
Hey, she's on Verizon, and she's got the new My Plan, so she gets exactly.
Fuck you. It's ads. We're about to see, Jeff. This is the full weigh-in.
You really need to see it, Luke.
Disputed top attraction, the hard-hitting and widely popular two-division UFC champion of the world, the notorious Conor McGregor.
Trying to laugh at him.
That's weird. He's all juiced up now.
Yeah, he looks way big.
Almost there. 153.
The notorious Conor McGregor wins again at a revenue 150.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what Harold weighs.
What?
Yeah. I think he's just got a big dinger.
I don't know.
He's just blessed.
An undisputed attraction, the one and only Floyd Money.
Floyd, why don't you look like you have a boner? What's going on?
He's not horny.
Get the back up. Let me get you away, bro. Thanks, Floyd. Oh, yeah.
tiny little arms, those 12s.
Yeah.
All right, quit moving. Back up.
Back up.
Quit moving.
149 and a half.
149 and a half.
And ready. 149 and one half pounds.
You know, like somebody normal, he's putting his pants back on. Somebody that's not raging horny.
Well, Connor's just playing head games. All right, let's see if it gets bigger. Shep.
Get shit out of here, bro. Put your pants on.
Keep that shit in.
Yeah. Where's the girl? This boner boy over here.
You didn't get a boner, dude. You're full of shit. He's just well hung.
And then he's got an 18 incher.
Yeah. Just got a fucking Coke can in there, dude.
He weighs 153 when it's...
Three of that's dick.
40 pounds of dick, I guess.
3-pound dick in there. 153. Wow.
When's the last time you weighed that?
High school, freshman year. I wrestled at 151. But I had to cut a little bit to get to that, so...
I don't even know. I weighed 171 in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Football wins.
Yeah.
I don't even know. 50, probably fifth or sixth grade? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, and then you put on your man weight. I mean, we worked out like crazy. You got me on those pills, and I put on like 40 pounds of muscle.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Ruined my life.
True. It did. As long as I can somehow ruin your life somehow.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
I wonder what happened if we took nitrix now.
Nothing.
Same thing.
Get all super water swollen.
Water swollen. I'm trying to put weight off.
I'm just trying to stick around where I'm at. I don't really care. I've got the dad bod. I got kids. I can go with the dad bod all over town.
Yeah.
Silver fox, dad bod.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's working good. You should just let the whole beard go.
I have.
Have you?
This is it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's a little camouflage. White, silver.
Oh, there's a little red right here.
Some orange.
Looks like you've been eating the blood of your enemies.
Yeah, I did on the way over here. Starving.
Yeah. I guess drinking the blood, not eating it.
Yeah, no, I'm not eating any blood. It's no. Crazy. I'll drink it.
Drink it like a normal person.
Yeah, I don't even really have gray in my hair. A little bit. Not much.
Yeah, me neither. I have like just a few, like maybe, you know, 10 or 20 on each
all
side.
All beard.
Yeah.
A dark beard isn't in anymore.
I got friends from high school who are like... almost mostly gray right now. Like,
oh, yeah. I've seen some of that, too.
Jesus. You're in your 40s and you're mostly gray? That's crazy.
A big pharma.
Meanwhile, my dad still has... He's 75 and he still has some brown in there. He's not fully white yet.
Yeah, my dad's the same color hair as yours. Just about. He used to be black, but now it's kind of like your color.
A little lighter from all the sun. Yeah.
Just from it starting to go gray finally on him at 84.
Wow.
What happened to me?
I don't know. Well, you don't know. Your mom probably dies like most women.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to go granny.
No. Once you go granny, you go tranny. Wait.
Is that what you do?
I don't know. No. Trying to rhyme with granny. Once you go granny, you ain't getting no fanny.
Yeah.
You ain't getting it. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, sure.
That's why I never was a rapper. Yeah, man, we should do... Well, this fight is weird because it's in the morning, I think. October 21st. What the fuck's the time for it?
Let's see if I got anything on the docket.
But the next one, we definitely want to hit because that's John Jones.
Ooh, yeah.
John Jones Stipe. That's November.
October...
21st. Saturday, October 21st. But where...
Can't do it if it's during the day.
Yeah, where's the time? All times.
Well, because it's over. Where is it? It's in another country, obviously. Which country?
This one, I think, is at 11 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I'll be out on a baseball field at that time.
Yeah, because, well, we could always watch it later, though.
True.
We could always just. Excuse me. We could always just do the fight normal time, whatever time we want to, and then just live stream while we're watching it.
That's true.
It doesn't have to be during the event. And then the next one, 295, Jones versus Stipe.
Ooh, Stipe.
Yeah.
Dead Day. McKenzie?
McKenzie Dern.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay. That Jessica doesn't look like a girl.
She is.
So I was like, wait a second. What's happening?
She's a juiced up Brazilian.
Yeah.
She's very muscular.
I know who she is now. I saw the picture. It looks like some guy with a flat top, basically.
Joshua Van, Matthew Christopher Schnell, and Steve Ursett. I mean, I don't really care about mostly. I mean, the Derek Brunson one will be fun. He's a fun fighter. But, I mean, John Jones and Stipe. Stipe was considered the greatest heavyweight of all time. And John Jones is going to fight him to say, I'm the greatest.
Yeah.
And then wouldn't it be great? So Francis Ngannou was, I think Francis Ngannou dethroned Stipe. He was the greatest. And then everybody wanted to see Francis and John Jones. But Stipe or Francis's contract, they had a contract dispute. He wanted more money. The UFC wouldn't give him, so he left. And he's fighting the Gypsy King. Remember? We talked about that. That big, tall. What happened?
I may. Oh, it's at night. It'll be fine.
What?
Oh. On the 11th of November.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. It's a 8.
I was thinking it was in the morning again. I'm like, are you kidding me? But it's not. We're good.
Yeah. No, that's a... Where is I wonder where that one's gonna be. It's probably Vegas. It's probably in Vegas, so it's probably 7. Seven. 7 p.m. because that's mountain time.
Yeah. Sure is.
Yeah. I wonder if these states are gonna fall back that said they're not gonna fall back anymore. Like Washington, Oregon, basically the Northwest, California.
They're saying that?
They've been saying it for years.
Like yeah, I'm just saying that it's like a thing now.
Yeah, supposedly this year is it.
Well, they need to. It's stupid.
It's dumb.
Living here has been amazing. We never have that lose an hour, gain an hour. Like, why? So we can, it's sunny out till 10 p.m. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
8, 9 is fine.
Yeah, 8:30. I think it's 8:30. Then it goes 5 o'clock. 5 to 8:30 is basically the range, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does get darker here earlier in Arizona, for sure. Where we grew up, it's like...
Because we don't fall back.
Yeah.
Because, like, in Portland, it's 9:30, and here it's 8:30.
Yeah.
So, and that's because they are spring forward, excuse me. But it's going to be weird. There might be some counties that don't, that still do it. So you might.
Well, I'm in Multnomah County, so we sprung forward today.
Fucking fall, spring. You looking that up, Eric? Does it look like Oregon is going to continue with daylight savings?
Well, let's see.
Daylight savings 2023 Oregon.
.com.
Dot bitch.
Dot your mom.
Dot your mom. Well, I hope so. It sucks for Kevin because then he has to go because we don't change. So
right.
He has to go at 7 instead of 8. 7 to 3:30.
So he's got to get up extra early.
Yeah.
Good thing he's a true G.
Yeah.
No complaints.
Not one. Not a one.
My name was almost Kevin.
Was it?
Yeah. Kevin or Kelly.
Man, I've
chose Jeff.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Could have been Kelly Fox.
And Knox.
Kelly Knox, Kelly Fox, and Kelly House.
Instead of Jeff Iverson, Jeff Carson, Jeff House.
Jeff Iverson, Jeff Carson, Jeff House.
So, yeah, Washington and Oregon are on board for not moving the clocks anymore. It looks like California is dragging its feet. As of the latest time of 2022, when they talked about it, they still want to do the daylight savings time. But even if they do agree, then Congress needs to sign off on no more changing the clocks. So as of right now, Oregon and Washington don't want to change clocks, but have to at this point.
Oh, I see. Fucking California. Just another slap in the face from California.
I am so glad I never moved to California.
Well, yeah, I forgot. I want to finish this video where he shows Russell Brand, the reason Russell Brand, his okay. Let's finish this.
Well, I put money on bullshit. I can put my bet down on bullshit right now.
But here, there are reasons and why they want to smear this guy. And the thing that's really upsetting to me, Kurt, more than anything, is seeing some of those lefty, progressive shit libs, whatever you want to call them nowadays, going shit after libs? Russell Brand but still supporting Joe Biden, right? And Joe Biden, they wrote, his daughter wrote in his diary that she used to take showers with him when she was 14 years old. There doesn't data go that doesn't go by that we don't see him sniffing some girl's neck.
They don't.
So
even
the hypocrisy.
Know. They don't even know about any of that.
Yeah.
They don't even know. Every time I ask my friend, they go, oh, that laptop wasn't fake? That's the vague answer you get back.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying attention to anything. They also didn't pay attention to each charge. One of the charges, by the way, does it sound familiar, was he didn't wear a condom.
Yeah.
The Julian Assange.
Assange's condom. Yeah. Yes. It stinks, but we'll just see. We'll play itself out.
Oh, and the text messages that the text message has been altered.
Yeah. We saw that too as well. Like I said, it stinks, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, out of nowhere, it comes. It might have been coming because of reasons like this. Listen to this here.
John, I've not known you long, but I love you already. But I have to say that it's disingenuous to claim that the biases that are exhibited on Fox News are any different from the biases exhibited on MSNBC. It's difficult to suggest.
And that is, once again, the establishment that cracking their narrative more than anything is the fact that, you know, it's one team, it's a uniparty, they're all playing together. This is the rhetoric that's got him in some hot soup.
It just takes one or two really wealthy, influential people to not like you, and you could be their pet thing, and they'll fund a thing
to get rid of you, to smear you.
That's at the high level. At the low level, let's say in the lowest levels of comedy, he was a stand-up, right? So the lowest levels of comedy, you should see how backbiting some of these open micers are.
I can understand.
They have full-on political assaults on each other online to fight over whatever the spots they're trying to get. It's unbelievable what they get into. It's like real, but the high levels do the same thing. It's just you do a more sophisticated game because you own a newspaper.
Yes. Well, the thing about it is right now, no matter what, it's not going to be as effective. If they're just trying to smear him and trying to frame him, it's not going to be as effective because They overplayed the card for, you know, they made Me Too mean nothing because they've just constantly hit that drum. But these are the reasons why, and I got two clips. Take a listen. Let's finish it on up.
But these corporations operate as anything other than mouthpieces for their affiliate owners in BlackRock and Vanguard. And unless we start to embrace, and then also, mate, like, just spiritually, if I may use that word in your great country, we have to take responsibility for our own perspective. I've been on that MSNBC, mate. It was propagandist nutcrackery on there. I went on a show called Morning Joe. Yeah. It was absurd the way they carried on.
Morning Joe.
I don't know what it was. The morning. There was no one called Joe there. No one could concentrate. They didn't understand the basic tenets of journalism. No one was willing to stick up for genuine American heroes.
Did you see that interview, by the way, with Misha there? Joe Scarborough wasn't there that day. Misha act like an idiot. It was embarrassing.
Misha?
Right now. Mika. Oh. Mike, is it Micah? See, I am terrible with names. As soon as the camera rolls, vowels and letters go out the window.
Morning,
like Edward
Morning.
Snowden. No one was willing to talk about Julian Assange and what he suffered trying to bring real journalism to the American people. And I think to sit within the castle of MSNBC throwing rocks at Fox News is ludicrous.
My friend.
Make MSNBC better. Make MSNBC great again.
My friend, I would love... Russell, darling, the moment that you give me a specific example, an actual example...
Okay, I'll give you one.
I'd like to hear a specific example, approval specific example of an MSNBC correspondent or anchor being on television saying something they knew was false and were saying behind the scenes to people, I'm about to go out and we know that the election wasn't stolen
or something equivalent,
but I will go out on television and say the opposite. I will lie.
When's my answer?
Give me the specific example.
Give me a specific example.
All right.
I'm with you. I think it's a false equivalency, Russell.
Of course he thinks it's a false equivalency.
People.
But this right here, this narrative that he's smashing right here, this is dangerous to the establishment.
You know why?
They don't want this.
You know why? Because Bill Maher's audience, mm-hmm. and people famously he's the worst audience, right?
I went once.
No, but of what they boo and
Right? They're very shit-libby.
Okay. You heard them applauding him. So they all know Julian Assange should be out. Mm-hmm. It's just not on their mind because they're loaded with other crap all day. So he was very charmingly taking the crowd. That's very dangerous.
Yeah.
His show they tried to get off multiple times. Same thing as Rogan's show.
Yeah, yeah. And he also fingered BlackRock and Vanguard, something that's really, like, they hate, right? Those are the top of the head, right? That's the head of the Hydra.
I think saying finger is a little insensitive in this accusations, but okay.
Let's finish off, because he throws the example of how Fox News and MSNBC are the same shit. I mean, I think Fox News is better than MSNBC nowadays because it's so nauseating in MSNBC what they're talking about nowadays. The oh my God factor they throw in
there. Well, I never thought I would have to go to Fox to hear about any reporting other than Trump.
Yeah.
Or go Ukraine. Like, that's all you get from MSNBC.
That's it. I'm going to go see Titus in a couple weeks, too, by the way.
Titus?
Titus, he's the wrestler who does the Greg Gutfeld show all the time.
Oh, I just did that show.
You
did?
There.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
He's very large in person.
Yeah, I heard he is. I'm going to go see his comedy and whatnot and try to reach out to him.
He said he was black. I was like, dude, I thought you were Dominican this whole time. No. He's a black guy, he said.
Is he black and white, half?
I don't know.
And then I have another clip, too, as well, because then Russell goes after the whole COVID narrative as well.
It's not about bias. It's a false equivalency because you don't actually know anything about any of these organizations you're talking about. Even on MSNBC once. Big fucking deal.
My darling, it was more than enough.
By the way, I forgot that his name is such an asshole.
Do you want an example?
Yes.
The ludicrous, outrageous criticisms of Joe Rogan around ivermectin, deliberately referring to it as a horse medicine when they know it's an effective medicine.
Rachel
Maddow turning on the TV saying, if you take this vaccine, you're not going to get it, when it hadn't been clinically trialed for transmission. You have to listen. Do you think you can improve America by determinedly and avowedly condemning Fox News without acknowledging that you're participating in the same game? Did you not just listen to Bernie Sanders, someone who plainly legitimately believes in this country and believes it's possible to change, but is bound bound by corruption, is bound by the lobbying system. Surely it's clear to you, Bill, as one of the great pundits and experts and comic voices, that systemic change is required. Money has to be taken out of politics. We need new political systems that genuinely represent ordinary Americans so that we can overcome cultural differences. And bickering about which propagandist network is the worst is not going to save a single American life, boom, not improve the life of a single American child, not going to improve America's standing in the world, and the world needs a strong America. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. So you have an obligation, a duty, not to condemn these people.
Yeah, he's got to go.
What?
He's got
to
go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it gets... He's got to go. Another clip over here where he brings some facts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... Because that whole system is designed to keep you in that quagmire, hating your neighbor. That's what Fox News and MSNBC is all about. They're all sponsored by the same guy. Pfizer's got a lot of money in there. Somebody, you know, stop over here. Here's another reason why they might want him gone. Just listen.
Oh, yes.
Out of respect for you and your show, I've brought some facts. Would you...
He's so great.
Like, actually,
you just get the fuck out of here. This is not the place.
We like facts.
I love facts.
I wouldn't have mentioned it. I'm English, and you know that politeness is our fundamental religion. But they do pertain to this issue, so may I say something?
Please,
if they inconvenience you, I'll stop saying them. The pandemic created at least 40 new big pharma billionaires. Pharmaceutical corporations like Moderna and Pfizer made $1,000 of profit every second from the COVID-19 vaccine. More than two-thirds of Congress received campaign funding from pharmaceutical companies in the 2020 election. Pfizer chairman Albert Bourla told Time magazine in July 2020 that his company was developing a COVID vaccine for the good of humanity, not for money. And of course, Pfizer made $100 billion in profit in 2022. Right. And may I just mention, finally, and this is also a fact, that you, the American public, funded the development of that. The German public funded the BioNTech vaccine. When it came to the profits, they took the profits. When it came to the funding, you paid for the funding. All I'm querying is this.
Yes.
Is if you have an economic system in which pharmaceutical companies benefit hugely from medical emergencies, where a military-industrial complex benefits from war, where energy companies benefit from energy crises, you are going to generate states of perpetual crisis where the interests of ordinary people separate from the interests of the elites.
I wish they didn't cut it off because I want to know. I'm trying to guess with Bill Maher. But I was like, yes, I agree with that. But isn't Trump?
Yeah, he goes back to that false equivalency, saying they're worse than them. That this is he's still going to sell the Democrats are the lesser of two evils. But listen, look at who he mentioned in this whole on this one show in these two clips. He mentioned BlackRock, Vanguard. He mentioned the military-industrial complex. He mentioned the big pharma. He mentioned big energy. I can see a bunch of people sitting in a room like, okay, this asshole, he's getting too big. He's got to go. And I'm not saying that makes him innocent, but it does provide, you know, some type of...
Do you think they're going to ever let... Okay, a guy...
Anyway. Good shit, huh?
They don't want to hear it.
No.
He's trying to cut him off the whole time.
Yeah.
They were both trying to cut him off at...
Good for him. Stood his ground. Stood his ground and made some great points.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a problem, and it started way back. Probably Rockefeller was an oil man, right? And then he bought a pharmaceutical company that was creating chemical weapons for the Nazis in Germany. And then he realized that you could make medicines out of petroleum. And then they started the big pharma. And then they propagandized negatively against alternative medicines. And they called them quackery. Alternative quackery or some shit. They propagandized against other medicines. And then they realized that these petroleum pills or whatever they were fucking making was causing cancer. So then he started the Cancer Institute so he could profit off of that. And on we go. Now pharmaceutical industry is like twice as they lobby more than there's like twice as much as the next lobbying industry, which is big oil. pharmaceutical. So, like, they run everything. They lobby the most. They lobby more than big oil. They pay more. Right? They lobby just means they pay off our senators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They pay off our government to do their bidding. Keep us sick. Keep us all sick and anxious and in, like Russell Brand said, a constant state of crisis. Yeah. So they can profit off of it.
And then they're selling Xanax at the same time.
Yeah, and that shit is awful. Like, there's people who were on Xanax, and you can die from withdrawals from that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. And people get pretty sick from that when they come off it. It's poison. Just selling poison. Poison in our food, poison in our water, poison in our hospitals. You know, hospitals are all private. They're there for profit.
Right.
You know, it's not like they're trying to help you. They're trying to make money. Even like a little mom pa place, you know, at some point they got fucking bills to pay. They got student loans. They got, you know, insurance they have to pay for, liability insurance, malpractice insurance. You know, they got overhead. They got shit they got to pay for. And, you know, we trust our doctors. Well, the opioid crisis shows us we can't trust our doctors. And the right. Fucking pandemic, COVID, showed us we can't trust our doctors. They're just pumping billions and billions of shots into the world. Trusting big pharma? Fuck you. Fuck you, doctors. Fuck you. Fucking get your shit together. Remember your fucking oath to help people, to do no harm. Fucking harming everybody left and right.
I'll never take another vaccine.
Me neither. When I went and had my stitches in my thumb, she's like, you're overdue for your tetanus shot. I'm like, nope. She's like, well, I mean, you should get your tetanus shot.
I mean, that one's been around for...
But I don't fucking know.
For a long time.
Cool. Do I really need it? I don't think so.
What happens if you clean in the pool, stub your toe on the...
Rusty nail in the
rusty,
pool?
Rusty
nail in the
rusty
pool?
Brush?
Whatever. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I worked in a metal fabrication shop and got cut all the time, and I don't think I've had one in a long time. I guess they last 10 years, but...
It's been a lot longer than that. I can't remember the last time I got a tetanus shot.
We got them when we... Oh, I don't know if you did, but... When we became bouncers.
Oh, we did?
We had to get one.
I don't remember that.
I think that's if you were certified, a certified security guard, which we were not, because... I couldn't be one, because I had a bad record at the time.
I was with Kelly Fox for... Me and Kelly Fox were certified...
Security!
Certified security!
Security's here!
We worked for, what was that, First Response? Yeah.
Oh, you had to go kick all the bums out of the... Trying to hang out in the buildings and stuff, in the parking garages?
Yeah, I had to call over a cop on a horse, under the Burnside... Not Burnside Bridge, under one bridge. Because there was a guy laying there with a needle sticking out of his arm.
That's always cool.
That was back in the fucking early 2000s.
When it was less common?
Yeah. It was shocking to me. I mean, not like...
Yeah, you just never
scary.
Seen that before.
I was just like,
you're like, whoa.
I was like, hey, buddy, you okay? Hey, buddy, you okay?
Yeah.
It wasn't moving or nothing. I was like, and then I was like, I better fucking call somebody. And I saw a cop and I was like...
Popcorn hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice cold beer here. Oh, we need to go to a game, bro, before it's over.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
ASAP.
Yeah. Because they might make the playoffs, too.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, they're tied for the wild card right now.
Right.
Yeah.
My Dodgers clinched first place.
Did they? Nice.
I'm going for both teams, you know. I'm from here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Actually, oh, no. My other hat's in the car.
Salty crew.
My D-backs hat is in the car.
Mm.
And I'm coaching the D-backs for Little League right now, too.
Fuck yeah.
And we're all the D-backs, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Sponsored by the D-backs.
Dirt bags. the Dirtbags.
Did you know there's an actual baseball club team called the Dirtbags? Scottsdale Dirtbags.
Because of the bags and dirt, yeah.
Right.
Old school bags were bags of dirt. Yeah.
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 And it's very expensive. It's like $500 a month to play for that team.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Who's making that money? Let's start a fucking team.
Honestly.
Let's start a team and just charge rich people, their shitty Jackie Lohman kids, to come out and play. They're Judah Smiths and Judah Schmalls and all the Silver Spoon kids can come out and
be on our team.
Yeah. Pay us.
I could do it.
Yeah.
I really could.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a credit card processing company. I can sell any product I want. Well, I mean, I don't have a company.
Let's talk about this later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make some fucking money.
Silver Spoon house kids next.
Yeah. Let's turn your kids into Silver Spoon kids.
No way. They're hood rich. Reality rich.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to make another generation of me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's that saying?
Hard men make
soft.
Soft times. Soft times make
soft men.
Soft men.
Something like
soft
that.
Men.
Make, Eric?
Make, soft men make hard times. Hard times make hard men. Yeah.
Yep. You got it. Even if I was rich, it'd be the same.
See, I don't know why you're hating on Conor McGregor. He's just a hard man. You know what I'm saying?
And be as hard as you want, just not on a stage where millions of people are watching, bro.
Floyd's a soft looking man. Look at him.
Yeah, he's pretty soft.
He's a soft looking man. He probably doesn't have to cut any weight.
No, he probably stays at that.
Yeah.
So it's actually a complete circle.
Mm-hmm.
Hard times create strong men.
Mm-hmm.
Strong men create good times.
Good times.
Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had the gist of it.
So,
we were just saying hard and soft.
Yeah.
Flaccid.
McGregor or Floyd? McGregor or Mayweather? Why you're all hard at the weigh-ins, I'm not sure.
Yeah. It didn't look hard to me. Just got a big hog. He's just blessed.
Just ask him. Aren't you Irish? Maybe something?
I think I'm just a British mutt.
Yeah.
Like a European mutt.
I got some interesting stuff in my blood I've been finding out lately.
I'm not doing those fucking information gathering tests.
Yeah, my parents did.
I'm not doing that shit.
My mom, because she was adopted.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little bit of Islander, Nigerian.
That's where the black features come from. Big lips and nose and ass.
It's Pacific Islander features to you. Yeah. And ass.
It is what it is. I mean.
And then I got a whole lot of Scandinavian and
Viking. You must have some Viking shit in you or whatever.
Yeah, what Scandinavian is. We're from somewhere.
Big
tough,
old.
Tough and cold.
Yeah, big old fucking terrifying Viking.
Have you ever watched that series, Vikings?
No, people keep telling me it's good.
It's old, but it's sick.
It's good, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't it just a History Channel show? Wasn't it?
I believe so.
But it's good?
Yeah, you can find it on Peacock or something.
Yeah.
It's probably on quite a few. It was pretty popular.
Yeah.
I loved it. I mean, after about the fourth season... It's kind of repetitive at that point, but...
Rape and pillage, rape and pillage.
Rape and pillage, eat mushrooms.
Yeah.
Drink wine.
Yeah.
Or, no, they called it ale.
Ale. Yeah.
I'm going to drink ale with the gods.
Valhalla.
Go ahead and let me die. I'm going to drink ale with the gods tonight.
Yeah. Did you watch the series on Netflix called The Last Kingdom?
No. I've heard of it, though.
That's fucking sick.
Pretty sick. Yeah. I need to get into something new.
That one's good. It's only like 4 seasons, and then they did a movie on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking good.
Yeah, I've been just watching reruns of Yellowstone, getting ready for the new one to come out here soon.
What new one?
Season 6.
That show's canceled, bro. Yellowstone? Kevin Costner had a...
Yeah, but I thought they just kicked his ass out.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep going.
I don't think so. I mean, the last thing I read is...
Eric?
Yeah, look it up.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah, Kevin Costner was a big part of that. That's a
good show, man.
It was a good show. But it was starting to get repetitive, too, so...
Yeah. And then I, Friday Night Lights.
Season 6 doesn't have a release date yet because it's not happening.
Yeah, exactly.
That's literally the first line.
Well, they didn't even finish. They didn't finish the last season. They didn't finish season 5.
But yeah, so season 6 is not happening.
Yeah, they didn't. So what happened was Kevin Costner didn't want the shooting schedule. He was pissed that the, what's the guy's name that runs all those shows, Jeff?
Taylor Sheridan?
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Taylor Sheridan. He was pissed that Taylor Sheridan wanted to schedule so much, or like the schedule, he's the shooting old, schedule.
Man. Kevin's old.
Not that old.
Yeah, he's in his late 70s.
No.
I mean, early.
I think he's in his late 60s.
No, he's definitely in his 70s.
How old is Kevin Costner?
68.
Thank you.
He's definitely in his late 60s.
Yeah, he's in his late
60s. So right here.
I mean,
see, Eric just proved it for me. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you.
He's got some more years. I mean, look at RFK, 69, and fucking rocked out.
He's all growth hormoned and tested out.
Yeah.
Just do some push-ups on
Russell Brand. I'm doing some pull-up contest with Russell Brand. And, you know, the thing is...
And Jay Cutler.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, so it does look like that they're doing a little bit more with Yellowstone. It's just season 5, part 2, coming out in December 2023.
Thank you. But
that is the end of it, basically.
Okay. So they at least talked him into finishing it.
Well, I think they're finishing it without Kevin Costner.
Hmm.
I think, because I've read, if you will.
I wouldn't watch it without him.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much...
He's the star of the show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to watch... So, like, that happened with Billions. The main dude in Billions was Axe Capital. It was all about his... You know, it was a cat and mouse story with a billionaire hedge fund guy and a district attorney. Paul Giamatti was the district attorney. And I forget the guy's name. Damian Lewis, I think. Damian Lewis is the...
Yeah, you got it.
Yep. Yeah. Damian Lewis is the hedge fund Axe Capital guy. His name's Axelrod. And he was like, you know, a beloved character that, you know, kind of played outside of the lines a little bit when it came to, you know, his hedge fund and how to, you know, a little insider trading sometimes, you know, a little this, little that.
A little Hunter Biden-y.
Yeah. And Paul Giamatti was trying to go after him, and he is corrupt too. And his dad was, you know, there, but he's part of the elite system in New York. And his dad was a Kappa, you know, Beta Kappa Faga, whatever person that, whatever, you know, part of a cult thing, you know, whatever the elite. Ivy League school culty weirdness type stuff. But and then COVID happened and he couldn't get out of England, and then his wife died of cancer, and then like he did a couple episodes and then they killed them, not killed him off the show, but they like they turned him into the bad guy, and like he had to flee the country in the show, and he is gone for all of the rest of that season and the next season, and they're talking about bringing him back this season. But it's like, I didn't want to watch that show without him. It's the same thing. Like, Hiori and I tried to keep watching it because we saw he's coming back.
It's not the same when they do that.
No.
Just like, would you watch Karate Kid if Ralph Macchio wasn't in it?
No.
Never. Not a chance.
I don't know. Johnny's pretty good.
Yeah, but he need, you know, it's Danielson.
Yeah. Dude, I love Cobra Kai. I can't believe you don't like it.
So the last one I watched is when Johnny and his son went to Mexico and the van broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I just stopped watching it because I, whatever. I mean, I guess I can get back into it. I have it.
That's so good. They bring back all the old characters. It's fucking great.
Yeah, and they brought back.
And I love the flip flop. I love how it's like, that's not how I remember it. You were bullying me.
Dude, have you ever seen that on YouTube? It talks about how Danielson
tried to steal his girl.
Was a true bully.
Yeah, tried to steal his girl.
Started it all.
Uh huh.
And it's true. Yeah. I watch Karate Kid once a week.
Yeah.
Still.
Why not?
It's been on lately, so I'm like, yeah.
One and two are some of the greatest films in history.
If you can watch three, it's pretty good too.
Is it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't remember. That's the one with the guy with the ponytail,
Mike,
right?
Silver.
Silver.
Hello.
The tall Jew.
Yeah.
Mike Silver.
Terry Silver.
Terry
Excuse
Silver.
Excuse me.
Terry Silver.
I apologize.
Terry Silver.
Terry Silver. He's all, turns him into this tough guy,
mm-hmm.
making him kick through wood and go to the dance club and punches some kid in the face.
Turns him into a bully.
Mr. Miyagi, it just wasn't me.
Yeah. Was Miyagi still alive back then?
Yeah, that was... Miyagi did one more with the girl.
Oh, and then he did died. Four.
Yeah.
I
don't think I've even seen them all with the girl.
No.
I'll pass.
Nobody watches girl sports.
I
Not
don't.
Even karate.
I don't.
Except for your daughter.
Yeah, volleyball's good.
Yeah.
I love volleyball. You could sit there and watch a good volleyball game, like...
It's entertaining.
Some good stuff, man.
Beach volleyball is probably one of my favorite sport for females.
I know. Did you know that they don't even wear clothes anymore?
They're just naked?
Yeah. Oh. They can't get in the way.
That's perfect.
I will not have one stitch of clothing get in the way.
Oh, that's perfect. What channel is that?
Same with track and field.
Can I look that up on YouTube?
Track and field is the same way now.
That is hate speech, Jeff. Track and field.
How is that hate speech? That's heaven speech.
You sound like a racist.
Because I watch track and field?
I don't know.
I don't, but like...
But that's everybody's comeback now. It's like, you're a racist. You're a Nazi.
Well,
you're,
didn't I just tell you I was multiracial?
Yes.
So I can say whatever I want.
Say it then. Oh, shit. It's 4:30.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Another banger in the books, everybody. We'll be back again next week, and we'll be doing it pretty regular from here on out. So just like and share and follow and fuck yourself. Thank you.
It's been real.
It's been real. All right. We're out.